With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
But a lot more than just football happened this weekend. We wrap it all up for you in the five.
Now, it's time for the five.
It's countdown!
Answering the five biggest questions of the weekend on the Fan Morning Show.
Can I count it off?
Number five.
Penn State gets a big road win against number 17 Iowa, 17-12 on Saturday. They still have Michigan at home next, and then Ohio State on the road later. Does this have you thinking a possible playoff season for the Nittany Lions?
Maybe, and here's the thing with Penn State in the Iowa game. It's always going to be closer against Iowa.
Yeah.
No matter who plays them because of how Kirk Ferentz coaches, how his teams play, he will try to absolutely bleed the game out of you and beat you 9-7 if he can. He's always coached like that. A punt is a good thing. He'll play field position for three quarters to set up one possession.
And he'll hope to win the turnover battle,
right,
which didn't work out for the Hawkeyes.
I thought it was one hell of a football game, a really hard-hitting football game. And when you think of old-school Big Ten, like, that's what it was.
Oh, yeah, Penn State, Iowa, it always is. I'll tell you the three things to look out for when you want to try and crystallize the playoff picture. Wisconsin, Ohio State on the 26th, LSU Bama November 9th, and then Penn State Ohio State on November 23rd, because your four playoff teams, if everything falls the right way, will be Bama or LSU, the Big Ten champ, Clemson, because they ain't got nothing left on the schedule, and Oklahoma, because they ain't got much left on the schedule either. So if Ohio State beats Wisconsin and then Penn State can pull off an upset against the Buckeyes, yeah, there could be a playoff spot there.
Number four.
So Cleveland loses 32-28 at home to Seattle. They're 2-4. The Ravens beat the Bengals 23-17. They're 4-2. But are the Ravens really the best team in this division?
Probably, yes.
Yeah, I think despite all their warts, despite how they may or may not run Lamar Jackson into the ground, I think, yes, right now they're still the best team in this division.
And the Steelers are a good 2-4. The Browns are a bad 2-4. Or at least the arrows are pointing in different directions.
Yes, I'll go that
That's
far.
What, it's yeah. not a good and a bad. I kind of misspoke. Yeah. They're totally
positive,
going in two different directions.
Positive momentum and negative momentum, definitely.
In polar opposite directions.
Number three.
It's a lot of the little details that we talk about and show on film and practice every single day. But for me, this is the definition of being hard to play against. And it's a recipe for success, regardless of who's in your lineup.
So, like, Lafferty isn't just some guy from Hollidaysburg anymore, huh?
I guess not. The Penguins go out on the road and score 7 goals against Minnesota and Winnipeg. And as you mentioned, Lafferty had 3 goals. Adam Johnson had a goal. The Pens have something here with these young guys, or what?
Yeah, depth scoring is what they've been searching for a long time. And depth scoring, Chris, comes into play a lot more whenever you're banged up.
When you're missing half of your top two forward lines because of the absences of Malkin, Russ. You're missing your whole second line, effectively. Malkin, Russ, and Galchenyuk. The thing about these young guys, not just the fact that they scored this weekend, Lafferty in particular, and the depth guys provided offense, but they do it by playing the right way, and that reinforces something to the guys that maybe don't want to buy into the system that Mike Sullivan can use and say, hey, look, if Sam Lafferty can help us win games playing this way, then the rest of you can help us win games playing this way.
Number two.
James Conner looking more like he did in 2018, bouncing off tackles. But he also took some shots, and Mike Tomlin mentioned a quad injury after the game. Do you worry about his durability moving forward?
I worry a little bit, but he's, you know, to me, last night's game was emblematic of what he is. 7 catches, 78 yards, the all-purpose yards.
Yeah.
He's an all-purpose back. He's not just a running back. I don't worry about his durability because in last night's game because I don't think his durability issues, like, over his career – played into last night's game. I think he just got hit a bunch last night, and it would have been any back that got pinballed around.
And he's been dealing with stuff for a few weeks now. I mean, his pain tolerance just has to be insane. He'll take a shot to the knee and then be right back out there 4 or 5 plays later. When he goes 125 all-purpose yards or more, they win in the history of his career, as long as he doesn't fumble the ball, Cleveland week one last year. And he nearly did that, would have done that last night if not for the fact that he came out, ended up with, what, 119 overall on 23 touches. That's what James Conner needs to do going forward.
Number one.
Does this win have you believing that the postseason, there's still a slight chance of it for the Pittsburgh Steelers?
Hell yeah, they're going to get a home game even. No, I do believe that there's still a postseason chance. I really do. And we'll talk about it a little later on in the show. And much of it has to do with the immediate schedules in front of the other teams in the division.
Let me put it this way. I'm not thinking about that yet. But if things go over the next 3 weeks, as they very easily could go, then there will be reason to think about it more after the next 3 weeks. But I'm slowing my own roll and not getting too caught up in that kind of talk yet, because we're still discussing a 2-4 football team, albeit a 2-4 football team with a defense that looks very good right now.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.